Questions? I think Carrie's going to hand out the handouts. I wish I had a crystal ball. Oh, he wants to know if there's an amount of time that it takes to test the relationship so that you can know, right? That was your question?
Especially in the context that nowadays some people argue that when you're in love, you just know.
Okay. Well, I wish I had a crystal ball because I know people who knew each other, our best friends knew each other 12 weeks before they decided to get married, and they've been married 42 years too. I've known people that knew each other 10 years, in fact, lived together for some of those years, and got married, and within 2 years the marriage fell apart. I don't think it's time. I think it's about what you see going on in the relationship. To say, I just know, I don't know, that's kind of weak. You know, to be able to say, I love him. I admire his drive. I admire his honesty. I admire the fact that he really is loyal to his friends. I admire to have a whole list of things that I think is good about this man is a much stronger foundation than I just know. So it's how long it takes me to discover that and test it.
Commitment, you know, if you recognize commitment in the other person. And maybe, and like you mentioned, test, okay? Maybe something bad happens to you, see? And the other person is really there, and they're hanging in there with you, and, you know, you can, you know. That's true.
You don't want to tell a story.
I don't know how personal we want to get with this. I think I knew that I was in love with Peggy because I really did experience some real trials shortly after I met her. Some real trials in life. Some real disappointment. Some real disillusionment. Some real threats, you see. And she was like one of the biggest assets that I had at that time, who would listen, who could understand, who could kind of put me back together again, you see. And even with that, I broke up with her and, you know, and then it was tested several times. That's been our experience, you know. No. Once you put the ring on, it's over, you know. Okay. Any other questions? Yes. Talk about one person?
Two people who have different motivations, yes.
Well, two people who have different motivations? Yeah, go ahead, you take it. She's good at these.
I really think that any motivation other than virtuous friendship is not going to last. Because what he said about insecurity is really important. If I think that our relationship is based on the fact that we like the Padres, and we like to go surfing, and we like to, I'm not going to want to rock that boat. I'm not going to want to say, you know what? I'm getting kind of tired of the Padres. I'd rather do something else. Or I don't want to go surfing anymore, because what's going to happen to the relationship if I do that, you see? So there is an inherent discomfort with honesty in those other two relationships, because the foundation isn't as secure, isn't as firm. That's the problem. It isn't that you can't have friends that are utilitarian relationships or friends that are pleasure relationships. It's just that it's not going to withstand the test of time that way, unless it moves from that to a virtuous friendship. So if one of them's in it for a utilitarian reason and one of them's in it because they like to do things together, that's fine, as long as you don't think it's more than it is. Well, if one of you is looking for that in a relationship and the other one isn't, you just can't trust that. You both, it has to be mutual. A mutual concern for the welfare of the other. A mutual effort and interest in the common good. In doing something more with your relationship than just having fun together. Does that make sense? Okay. Any other questions? Yes. Can men and women be friends without a vested interest? So you're concerned about the. Yeah. Right. I understand the question. The question is, I just don't know the answer yet. I'm still thinking. The question is, can men and women just be friends without it getting messy, is what you're saying, without it going, without one person perhaps taking it to a level that the other one doesn't, right? I think that would depend on what draws them together and on the maturity level of the people involved. I know men and women who are friends. I don't exactly understand that because I can't say I've ever had a deep friendship with another man. He's the only one I've really developed a deep friendship with. Have you ever had what you would consider a deep friendship with another woman? You see, I think that's dangerous once you're committed. I think it's hard because it is so easy to cross those boundaries. And once I'm committed to him, I think it's harder for me to have relationships with other men to get very far into a relationship. But that doesn't mean I can't have a pleasant relationship or a utilitarian relationship with other people. But taking it to that next level would be dangerous. Yeah.
Can I add to that? Yeah. I think there are a lot of examples in this community where we are in a more virtuous kind of a relationship. We all look out for each other, whether you're a guy or a girl. And we have something that's a little bit more stronger that binds us all together, and that's our faith. So we all have each other's backs, and it is possible for us to just be friends. And if we decide to go outside of this community and try to date somebody outside of the group, we know we always have each other to fall back on, and we don't have to try to mess that up internally.
So what I heard you say was that because it's a Christian fellowship kind of a group, there's already a level of virtuous friendship based on your common Christian values that may not necessarily lead to a dating relationship, right? Is that what you said? Okay. Yes.
So your question is, did we cover the situation where you're both going to the sacraments together, but one person's not Catholic? You're trying to. The other person's using the excuse to not go to Mass with you because they're not Catholic? We kind of touched on that a little bit. A couple of things we said was that this idea of a pleasant relationship or a pleasant friendship, the foundation is activities that you enjoy together, okay? The difference between that and a virtuous friendship is a virtuous friendship is where you both care about the growth of the other, all right? You care about helping the other grow, okay? It's mutual. Well, but you're asking the question, what if one of you wants to go to Mass and the other one's using the fact that they're not Catholic or something to not go with you? Is that what you're asking? And you give them a guilt trip because they're not going with you? And okay. Right.
Yeah. For example, when we were dating, I was not Catholic. I didn't become Catholic until after we were married. I took instructions when we were dating, but I wasn't ready. It wasn't time yet. But we had a real concern for each other. But I didn't go to Mass with him. Okay. But he would never have made, I would never have made him feel guilty. I would support his faith. In fact, if he hadn't been going to Mass, I would have probably been saying, "What the heck are you doing? You say this is what you believe, aren't you going to live by it?" You see? I'd be interested in his best because for him, as he defines his best, it would be to be in church every Sunday. But I wasn't there yet in my faith journey.
Yeah, one of the most meaningful gifts that Peggy ever gave me, I was an engineer. And I had dropped the hint to her. There was this book called Nonlinear Equations or something like that. It was something like that, you know, like or nonlinear control theory or something. And literally for Christmas, it was about the year before we got married, right? It was Christmas before we got married. She got me a book that was about this thick, written by Dr. Chua. Remember that? And it was on this nonlinear stuff. She had actually gone to some specialty bookstore to get it. That was a mind blower. But she also gave me a crucifix. And that crucifix we still have in our home, you see? And what she was saying to me through giving me that crucifix is, yeah, I can't share your faith, but it's not an obstacle, you know? I'm with you in it, that type of a thing. So it really meant a lot to me.
Okay. Can we regroup? Okay. You could probably talk about this for hours, right? So, okay, I just would like to get some feedback from a couple of these questions. The first one, let's keep it a little bit lighter. What are some examples of especially movies and TV shows that overemphasize not the sensual, but the sentimental aspect of love? Chick flicks, okay. Any in particular that come to mind? But can you see it, like you said, it's all over the place, which subtly makes us think that that's all there is to love, right? And it's not. Yeah. Right. Oh, Disney's awful for these fantasies. Right. Right. So she's talking about working with middle schoolers who buy completely into the princess fantasies about, you know, Prince Charming coming and carrying you off. Right. Any other comments about movies? Any movies that you can suggest specifically? All right, then we're going to tackle a deeper question. How can you and other single people strive for virtuous friendships with members of the opposite sex? What can you do to build virtuous friendships? Did you talk about that one or did you avoid that one completely? Yes. Be careful about intentions and expectations. What else? Be honest. Okay. Ask for them to state the truth and you state the truth. The corner over here. You guys have been quiet. What do you have to say? Don't force it. Don't push somebody to make a commitment or make a statement they're not ready to make. Anything else? You know, when we do the relationship skills workshop, and some of you have been to it and may remember, we talk about the trust ladder. And that's a really important way to test a relationship, right? But you don't, many times, especially with social media, we put our hearts out there long before we should. You know, you need to test the waters. If the person responds in a way that gives you confidence that they'll be interested in you, they'll respect your privacy, they'll take care of what you say to them, what you share with them, then you can step it up a level and go slow. It's not like, oh, I love this person and I trust them completely the second date. It doesn't happen that way. We should be able to let our trust in another person grow slowly. Okay? Carrie, anything else? Huh? Okay. Carrie asked us, because of some questions, we had to talk more about keeping boundaries clean. Even now, after 42 years in a relationship with him, I haven't and wouldn't spend much time with another male friend. If we were together, that would be fine. If it was couple to couple or the male friend and he was with me. But I would be really uncomfortable in a room just with another man, because it's so easy for attachments to get unhealthy, for boundaries to get blurred. So it's really important that we make sure that we've got our boundaries clean, that nobody is getting closer to me than I feel comfortable with. And he's the same way. I mean, we were talking over there that even as a deacon, sometimes women will call him and they'll want to work on an annulment, or they'll want to talk to him about something. He'll say to them, do you mind if my wife sits in? Because she usually has some good ideas. He'll ask their permission, but usually he wants me there because it's very easy for them to form attachments to him that aren't healthy. Aren't healthy for them, and definitely aren't healthy for him to allow to happen. So we have to be careful, you know? Even like, that's how affairs start, when boundaries get muddled. If I have a coworker, especially a male coworker, and things are kind of not too good between us and we're struggling, we're in a bad place, and I start sharing that with this male coworker, and all of a sudden I feel like, wow, this guy really gets me. He really understands me. Pretty soon that relationship is going to seem more like he loves me than this man that stood by me for 42 years. See? So it's really important. Because that's your safety net, is that boundary that you set up.